Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
He never said it would be easy. Hallelujah. 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 He never said it would be easy. Hallelujah. You're a winner in the end. Jesus. Jesus defeated all your enemies. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Way before the fight began, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. We give God our praise, our glory, our honor on this morning. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to get and try to read the book of Revelations, the 17th chapter on this morning. Glory to God for morning dew. As we will talk about something the Lord dropped in my spirit. Gave me about the whore of Babylon. And you can read that Revelation, the 17th chapter. And we're going to try to get it in on this morning. Glory to God. And he said, the whore of Babylon, the great deceptor, a master deceiver. The whore of Babylon comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And to devour a man. The whore of Babylon. Glory to God. My Jesus. Holly is the great master manipulator. The whore of Babylon. It's filled with resentment, rejection, unforgiveness, bitterness, haughty spirits, gluttony, slothfulness, the seven deadly sins. The whore of Babylon, as some we know, is America. The whore of Babylon, riding on her horse, comes to destroy and tries to kill the bride, the groom, and the baby. The whore of Babylon comes to destroy and deceive the church, lead them in disguise. The whore of Babylon comes as a form of Elijah, says the word says that the enemy comes as a light. The whore of Babylon, strife, mischief, mayhem, malice, filled with witchcraft, mayhem, madness, rage, enviness, anger, hatred, pride, greed, vanity. The whore of Babylon, riding around her horse, parade around town, is the devourer of men, comes to prostitute them, comes to kill them dead. The whore of Babylon. That's something the Holy Spirit gave to me while I was walking around the house today. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you can go and look and view the video, prophetic video that he gave me as well, where I just blatantly got out of my sleep and told my son something's happened. Something's about to happen in America. Something's going down. My son thought I was sleep talking, but I wasn't, because I know that something is about to take place in America where God is going to allow it to take place. And why does God allow things to take place? Is to get our attention. He said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and they will pray and he will heal from heaven. He will come down and heal this land. Well, God's people is not praying. We're not praying, because if we did, God will get off his throne and come down and heal this land. We're going to read Revelations, the 17th chapter, to God be the glory. And I'm going to read from the NIV. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, come, I will show you and the punishment of the great prostitute who sits by many waters, with her, the kings of the earth committed adultery. And the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her suitors. Then the angel carried me away and the spirit into a wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was gilded with gold, precious stones, and pearls. She had a golden cup in her hand filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. The name written on her forehead was a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and the abomination of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. Then I saw her. I was greatly astonished. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast she rides, which was the seven heads and ten horns. The beast which you see once was, now is not, and yet will come up out of the abyss and go into the destructions, the habitats of the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of the form, book of life, from the creation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because it once was, and it once was, now it's not, and yet will come." I'm reading Revelations, the 17th chapter. This calls for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits. They are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and is, the other has not yet come. But when it does come, he must remain for only a little while. The beast, who once was and now is not, is an eighth king. He belongs to the seven and is going to his destruction. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will wage war against the lambs, but the lambs will triumph over them, because he is Lord of the lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. To God be the glory. Then the angel said to me, "The waters you see where the prostitutes sit are people, multitudes, nations, and languages. The beast and the ten horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose by agreeing to head over and over to the beast their royal authority until God's word are fulfilled. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth." That's Revelation, the 17th chapter, from the NIV. And it talks about the great whore of Babylon, the great prostitute. She's a master manipulator. She comes to kill, rob, and destroy, but doesn't know there's something in store for her at the end where she will be destroyed. She will be killed by the kings. Yes, she will, because God put it in their hearts to do this. And I thank y'all for tuning into Morning Dew. Glory to God. If you're not ready, be ready, as Apostle Katrina McBray Brown states. As Apostle Jessica states, you be ready. Don't say I'm getting ready, but be ready. And if you're not ready, get ready right now. No man knows the hour. No man knows the day when the Son of Man is soon to come. Hallelujah. But he says, watch for the signs. We're going to watch for the signs. Yes, we are. We're going to watch for the signs, because it's the end of days, the end of times, for sure, for sure. We're walking on with these perilous times, as one podcaster put it, perilous times that we live in, perilous times. And God can come back right now if he wants to, if he chooses to. But will his church be ready? Will his bride be ready? Will we have spot or wrinkle? Honestly, ask yourself, you're the church, I'm the church. Are you filled with spot or wrinkles? Be honest with yourself. Forgive those who you need to forgive. I'm telling you. Walk upright before God. And if you're not living right, try your best to live right before him. If you need to repent, be like Paul. He said he had to be a dead man walking. He called his own self wretched, because he knew. One hand he wanted to do the will of the Father. On the next hand he wanted to do the will of his flesh. So he had to walk around dead man walk. He had to die to himself every day. Every hour, every minute. I can imagine him. God, please forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. God, please forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. God, please forgive me. Get ready, people, God. Be ready. Whatever God is calling you to do in this hour, just do it. No matter how small it is, no matter, it may look small to you, but it's big to God. Whatever it is, I don't care if it's a dumb thing, just do it. Be obedient to the voice of the Lord in this hour. Because he said in his word, he that has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking in this hour. Open your natural ears, your spiritual ears. Open your spiritual eyes so you can see and hear what God is speaking and saying and showing you in this hour. And I guarantee you, it's not to hurt you or harm you. It's to build you up. It's to install in you all the those things that God needs to establish within you, so God can get what's done in this earth, to establish what he needs to be done in this earth realm. I am Prophet Sherita Berry. If you have a prayer request, email us, SheritaBerryMinistries@Outlook.com. SheritaBerryMinistries@Outlook.com. And we're going to end with Peace to Fly as a Dove by Swiss Taylor.
The power of the name, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the realm, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echonana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.